News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center, our fabulous producer, put in another fabulous week, so we really, really, really appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Joel Harris is here. He's back. He works at the Sunbury and Milton Salvation Army Citadels. He's a community coordinator. He does all their outreach and really just helps out making sure that everything gets glued together down there. And he's on the line now. Good morning, Joel. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate it. Give our audience some sort of a sense again of the level of activity that you've had this year, how busy you've been, and kind of how different this year has been.
Well, we've definitely increased our support for the community. You know, usually we are only helping out, you know, tens of families each week, but, you know, through COVID, we helped out thousands of families throughout the Susquehanna Valley that usually would probably be working and not need assistance. And we've had to, unfortunately, close our doors to the public to ensure the safety of our staff and volunteers, which is something we're still adapting to and still keeping in place. But we're chugging along, and we've moved on to prepping for our holiday season. It seems like the 2020 just keeps moving.
Well, yeah, time's marching on. Tick tock, tick tock. That's what I always say. So here we are. The meals that you did distribute, and these would be thousands of meals, explain how that took place in a safe and distanced fashion.
Yeah, so we were partnered with the Operation Barbecue and the state of Pennsylvania to provide meals. We were doing our very best to ensure that everyone wore masks, socially distanced, and we were offering them throughout the week, pretty much from April all the way through to the first week of July. And we're still trying to provide some, we're still there providing food to families in need. I'm not in the same capacity that we were, but we helped upwards of, I think, 15,000, 20,000, you know, people between kids and adults.
Okay, so yeah, thousands of individuals. So we know you stayed busy. And throughout that time, how did your support wax or wane? Explain how the finances shaked out, because I know you do rely on community donations to do a lot that you do.
Well, luckily there was a lot of partnerships that occurred. It definitely was a time for where we saw the community not only showing support for the Salvation Army throughout Northumberland County, but it was also a time when we saw a lot of the foundations and organizations coming together and showing support for organizations that really need it. Not only were we increasing in our the need that the community had on our services, but we there was also, you know, a lack of the government was shut down. We weren't sure how we were going to look. And thanks to organizations like the SDFP, the United Way, the Dagestan Foundation, and some of the partnerships that were, you know, happened there throughout the valley, we were able to secure some funds to ensure that, you know, at the very least, we didn't have to worry about, you know, being able to provide food to the families in need. And we didn't have to worry about shutting our doors.
So you were able to stay open. Okay. Well, we're coming up on the Needy Family Fund. We had talked about a name change. Are you ready to unveil that yet? Are we to that point just yet?
No, I will. I'll let you know that we have worked diligently, and we are ready to release the name. We just had to finalize some internal stuff. We are looking to change it from we are officially changing it from the Needy Family Fund to the Here for Good campaign. We want to ensure people that we've been here for the past, present, and future, and that we're here to do good in the Susquehanna Valley.
Well, and if you misspell good one time, you're likely to spell it here for God. And so you've probably got a good play on words in there, too. Just cross out one of the O's. So, okay, so here for good. All right, well, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for unveiling that here. We really much appreciate it. And we'll be there when you unveil the new banner and sort of some other call attention to that. Let's talk about online signups for the Needy Family Fund. Tell us about those.
Well, so to ensure that, you know, families in need that are concerned about COVID, and due to our current guidelines at our Sunbury Milton offices and throughout the Salvation Army, the Milton and Sunbury offices have moved their forms to online. We still offer, you know, over the phone, and if we have to, we can schedule them by appointment in person. But if they go to either the Salvation Army Milton or the Salvation Army Sunbury.org, they can scroll down to our Christian Assistance tab, and it will bring up our online form to take care of the initial application.
Okay, and that website again?
SalvationArmySunbury.org or the SalvationArmyMilton.org, depending on where they live.
Okay, so you got to type in the whole city, so to speak, to do that. So SalvationArmySunbury.org, right?
Yep. If they live in the Sunbury area or Snyder County, they can go to SalvationArmySunbury.org. And if they live in Union County or the Milton, Watsontown, Turpinville area, they can go to SalvationArmyMilton.org.
All right. And how has the sign-up process been going?
Because we were able to kick it off a little earlier than usual, we are ahead of where we normally would be with client intake. But that's kind of what we expected. Right now, we're starting to partner to ensure that we're able to have toys and food for families, because not only, you know, is there a great need, but there's a lot going on in the country that is having potential impact on guaranteeing the supply of food for families with suppliers. So we're in the process of ensuring we have the food we need for them, the toys we need for them, and that everyone that's in need knows that they can come to us.
All right, and we'll be giving the green light to the Needy Family Fund remarks and announcements and family stories coming up in the weeks ahead. So we'll definitely be talking about that. Anything else important to say about the Needy Family Fund and the soon-to-be Here for Good Fund and SalvationArmySunbury.org signups?
We have, as far as the Needy Family Fund change and the modernization of it, we are doing our very best to ensure that everyone knows that when they hear the Here for Good campaign, that we are, that's still the Needy Family Fund. There's no change in anything. We're just trying to modernize it and welcome more people to not only support it, but also understand they don't necessarily have to be needy to want help. With that, we're launching a website to make it easier to understand information, how they can donate, where the money goes, little bit of history about it, and we're partnering to try and make sure that, you know, more information is readily available to the community.
All right, so we'll try to keep folks informed about that. I'll give the phone number briefly, but that's not the method to really get some of the contact going. 570-286-4131 or 742-4231 if folks need it, but really the online method is the way to get your contact going there. Tell us about the upcoming cattle campaign. We hope to hear the bells and to see the cattle around the community.
Yeah, well, there's always questions around that. Because it's not only about ensuring the safety of all our volunteers, but, you know, the state and the government has really released, you know, some guidelines depending on the stores we stand at. We stand at everything from grocery stores to restaurants to farmers markets, and we don't want to, you know, impose or put any patrons of locations or store owners in situations. So we have lost a couple stores this year, but with that said, we have launched a very successful virtual cattle campaign. And our hope is that, you know, the loss that we potentially can have because the stores not being able to have a physical cattle, we will have increased digital support.
So explain a virtual campaign. How does that work? How are you reaching out?
So all they have to do, and there are several businesses that are picking up the virtual cattle campaign. Right now, it looks like we have Moyers, Benjamin T. Moyers out of Sunbury is hosting a virtual kettle. Evan's Best Carpet Cleaning is hosting a virtual kettle. Country Cupboard is hosting a virtual kettle along with Maddie's Bar and Grill.
And so this, if you go to their website, you link to the kettle in that manner?
Yep, you can either go to their websites or if they go to any of our, either the Salvation Army Milton or the Salvation Army Sunbury page or our Facebook pages, they will be able to find the link to, the directly link up to our Facebook page or our online kettle. In addition, if they were to just go and Google, you know, Salvation Army Pennsylvania, the money would filter its way back through to the local Salvation Army chapters.
Okay. All right, so you want folks to go to Sunbury Salvation Army on Facebook or Milton Salvation Army on Facebook, and they can connect that way. You can use SalvationArmySunbury.org to connect to that. And, well, if you're going to make a sizable donation, go ahead and call them and tell them you want to mail them a check. That would be okay, too. And we'll look go ahead.
We're launching a national campaign. It's called Rescue Christmas. Our attempt is to ensure that people know that, you know, we're here to ensure that every family is you know, some families need help, and the Salvation Army is here in any capacity that's needed to help ensure that families are able to provide a sufficient Christmas for their families, whether it's toys or food or both. And that at the same point, while we're trying to accomplish that mission, you know, funds are needed. We may have a decreased kettle footprint, and we are concerned about the fundraising goal, but there are safe ways that are available. And those kettle links that we have out there, those virtual kettles, people are welcome to create their own kettle, or other businesses are willing to create a kettle and support us, and it can be shared email, through Facebook, text message, pretty much any digital communication.
Well, thank you so much for the information. We'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation today?
No, I appreciate you letting me get on here and kind of give some of the exciting news we have going on at the Salvation Army, and giving some people, well, some of the community updates that we've had.
All right. Well, sounds fabulous. Thank you so much for the information. Keep in touch. We'll get you back on the line within a month or so for another update, and we'll see how the signups are going, and hopefully folks are using those virtual kettles to support the Salvation Army. Thank you so much, Joel. Thanks for checking in today.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
Do appreciate that. From the Sunbury and Milton Salvation Army's Joel Harris is a community coordinator, 286-4131, SalvationArmySunbury.org, and on the Facebook presence at Sunbury Salvation Army.